This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The federal government is shipping Colorado thousands fewer doses than expected of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Colorado got an initial 46,800 doses earlier in the week and expected another 56,000. But Operation Warp Speed officials told the state its next allocation is to be about 17,000 lower. Governor Jared Polis is calling on the federal government to get the vaccines out.
Pfizer has said they are sitting in a warehouse awaiting shipping instructions. The federal government needs to give them those shipping instructions today.
The state still expects to get 95,600 Moderna vaccine doses next week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver International Airport is expecting just over 500,000 travelers between today and the start of the new year, and that's half the number of people who traveled last year. DIA spokeswoman Alex Renteria says the airport has developed contactless options for food.
They can download the At Your Gate app. It's our program called Eats Delivered, and they can order food and have it delivered to them anywhere in the airport.
DIA also has rapid COVID testing available in Concourse B. Passengers must wear a mask while in the airport and on flights. Masks can be purchased throughout the airport. And the Denver Broncos have a rare Saturday game today. They host the Buffalo Bills this afternoon. Kickoff is at 2:30. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.